broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5. And it's time to start having a serious conversation about Peter Lambert and the Cy Young. Okay? It really is fantastic. He looks, I want to tell you this, I'm joking, but damn, he shut down a pretty damn good offense.
He shut down a really good offense.
I mean, it's not like this is the... forget any other team. This is the Dodgers, and dude dealt against Shohei Ohtani. What was that line yesterday?
280.
280. Peter Lambert. Peter
minus
Lambert.
Minus 280. Shohei Ohtani, you had to win a, you had to bet $280 to win 100. And then for coming back, it was, you know, it's always bad coming back.
Yeah.
Probably like
210.
Plus 210, something like that.
Yeah, right, yeah. So if you bet 100 on the Astros, you only get 210 back. But if you bet on the Dodgers, you got to bet 280 just to win 100. And I'm sure the book's made out, because who's picking Peter Lambert last night against Shohei Ohtani? And dude just dealt. He had a couple of situations in which he just, he got out of them. It was awesome. It was really, really nice. And the Astros get the win. They got two homers. Walker just crushed that one.
Bombed it.
And then Shoemake,
he didn't really bomb it. That was more of a Lance Berkman special.
That's exactly left-handed. What the Crawford boxes were built for.
Yeah, that's what the Crawford boxes were built for. That.
Yes, they were built for that. And then there's Carlos Correa.
Hmm.
And that's and then in pregame, he's working out and he hurt his ankle. And I got some information on it. He's out for, and it's out there. Chandler Rome and Brian McTaggart both have written about it. Multiple weeks. He's done. Now, all of that
You just dropped it. He's done.
Well, he's done for multiple weeks, and it could be more.
It's not Achilles.
He's going, He's getting an MRI today, so it was bad.
Is it really Achilles?
Bad. It is not the Achilles.
Okay.
It is not the Achilles. It's an ankle that, I don't think we know or seen it. I have no idea.
Another player like Kevin Durant, who isn't in a game but hurts a bone,
right.
And he's going to be out for a long time.
Well, he hurt a tendon. It's not the bone.
There's no bone bruise, because that would have ended his career.
No.
Okay.
No. Well, it's the opposite ankle of the one that the Giants refused his contract on, which is bad. Which is bad.
That's good, I guess.
No, I don't think that's good.
I thought it was the back.
It's the front. It's the left.
No, ankle. I thought it was the back that caused the Giants, or was that the original? Who were the two teams? There was two teams that shut Carlos down.
The Giants and the
Mets.
The
Mets, right?
Yeah.
The Mets,
but
it was
but
back.
The Giants had a deal. It was all ready to sign, and then they backed out last second.
And Carlos hurt again for multiple weeks. What a year we're living in.
Yeah.
2026, you can suck a butt.
Wow.
We have Kevin Durant can't play in the playoffs. You have pitchers going out in the IL after just starting the season. They have tired arms.
Yeah.
Multiple pitchers.
Well, now it's the pitch clock. I don't know if you've seen.
Oh, is that the excuse?
It's the pitch clock now.
It's causing arms. Yeah. I saw
somebody.
Not
that. It's why he can't throw strikes.
Who are you talking about?
Imai.
Oh, no, I have not. No, I haven't seen that for Imai. I thought you. Yeah. I have seen, and I want to say it was maybe even somebody I respect a lot, like Smoltz, who brought up pitch clock as potentially an issue with arm injuries. And I was like, I don't know about that.
Well, have you seen the list of Tigers that are down? It's like not that it's any worse than ours, ours is incredible as well, but they got all started. Did you see Fromber's act last night?
I saw his act. What is his problem?
Well, here's the deal, though. I saw a breakdown of what the what the Red Sox were doing, they were definitely tipping. The guys on second were definitely, and Trevor Story was one of them, not only getting tips from the guy on second, but giving them as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so
that's an unwritten rule. You know, yep. you cheat, we're going to whack you.
Well, it ain't cheating. You can.
Well,
you can,
I know. Right, I know. Right. It's not.
But if you're stealing our
so how does this happen anymore with the signaling of pitches electronically? How are we still tipping stuff?
Well, that's not it. He hits his grip in his glove. That's on him. It was all about his.
It's 100% on him.
I mean, you can see from behind. Second base.
How are you able to see? I guess he is not standing on second base.
Well, he's turned to the side, and you can see the grip in his glove.
Well, actually, he is. Yeah, plus he's off. You're off second base because you're taking a lead. So, yeah, you probably can't get to that.
Yeah, yeah. So, and apparently where they were standing, you see a guy touching his helmet, and there's all kinds of stuff. All kinds of stuff. So anyway.
AJ
Jose Altuve,
his own. By the way, AJ Hinch was not really all that excited with it.
No, they cleared the benches after. So those who don't know, he gave up back to back homers, and then he plunks Trevor Story, and then the benches emptied, and AJ Hinch came. Well, after the game, said, "Yeah, it was a little uncomfortable out there, a little uncomfortable because it's hard to justify it." Although if he did plunk him for stealing pitches as opposed to just giving up two homers, that's another thing.
Yeah.
But that used to be the case. You know, you're getting too comfortable up there. Everybody's getting too comfortable up there. Bob Gibson would throw at your head. You know,
yeah, but they don't. Those days are over.
And, yeah.
And that's dangerous. Valdez, he was ejected. And then he said after the game, it was not intentional. It might look like it, but it was Fromber. This is a guy with pretty good control. Well, it might look like it, but it wasn't. I was trying to throw strikes after two consecutive home runs. Okay. Yeah. If you saw it, he hit him high and up in the mid back. Like it wasn't even close.
He said, it wasn't even close.
I was trying to go back in the zone, and that pitch came out of my hand. AJ Hinch said, we play a really good brand of baseball here. That didn't feel like it. He said, it's not judging intent. It's not judging intent. I have no idea. But I know when you go out on the field and you end up sort of in those confrontations, you usually feel like you're in the right, and it didn't feel good being out there. So yeah. I understand their frustration. I understand the moment. And it was a low moment of a frustrating night. So not exactly having Fromber's back.
And then the Red Sox announcers, while everybody was running on the field and not doing anything, you know, after the benches emptied, they were like, I hope he doesn't cross up his catcher now. I hope,
they
you know,
said that.
That's just Fromber. This is Fromber. And you know what? There's something to that. There is something to that. Dude just can't. I don't know. I miss his pitching. I don't miss Fromber that much, if you want to know the
Fromber
truth.
Fromber just became, just became too much. You know, I talked about the drama with the not liking it with the Rockets coming in. That's the one area I asked, when's the last time you remember any drama? And we didn't remember Fromber. Fromber was his own brand of drama over the last second half of the season.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And Jose Altuve, what happened to I'm not swinging anything out?
Yeah, where'd that go?
Where'd that go? What happened to it? Did you see the pitch he swung at with guys on?
Atrocious. He decided no matter where this pitch goes, I'm swinging.
I'm swinging.
I do not care where it goes. I'm
Why would you throw him a strike ever? I mean, that was – he is just – how could you be so in and so laser-focused at the beginning and to be where he is now? It is just – it's incredible how bad he's gotten now, where this is going. I mean, he's getting ahead of game, 1-for-4, 1-for-4, 1-for-5, 1-for-4, 1-for-3, 0-for-5, 0-for-3. I mean, he hasn't had a two-hit game since the first game of the Yankees series.
Wow.
And, yeah, and those are – that's – and then, I mean, it's bad. It's been bad. He's all the way down to 241 now.
Mm-hmm. After really being in charge this year, he was off.
I mean, It was a month ago. He was 378.
Mm-hmm.
1 month ago, and now he's down to 241. That's incredibly bad. That's incredibly bad. And that pitch that he swung at last night, holy cow! I mean, you can't. I don't know. But, yeah, another major injury for your Houston Astros. Although it does look like there might be help on the way. Josh Hader had a scoreless inning last night in Sugar Land, which was nice. And he looked good, and we'll see whether or not Josh Hader can come back. You not that you need a closer.
Yeah, yesterday you could have used one. I mean, Brian Cain come in and give up a run, and then he got out of it with just a, I can't remember the pinch hitter's name, just an atrocious, just a god-awful at bat, including a second pitch that was out of the zone, up and out of the zone, and they had two challenges and didn't challenge it, and they showed it was clearly a ball and high that was called a strike, and then they let it sit. And he had a check swing the first pitch, which I thought he held up, but I guess he didn't because they called a strike on him. Then the pitch was up out of the zone, but they didn't challenge it. And then the last pitch, it was out of the zone. He had a meek swing, and it was a good, you know, it was a good job by King to get out of that one. And then the next batter, you had a situation where we thought the game was over with the pitch. It was on the outer corner. They challenged it, and it was literally, I mean, just an inch at most off the zone, and the game continued for one more pitch, and then King got
popped
out of it.
Up.
But you could have used it. You could have used the closer yesterday. That's a perfect opportunity. Now he wouldn't get a lot of closing work this year.
No, it's just a shame that Brian Abreu has fallen apart so badly that you
can't even hardly pitch.
No, you can't use him in a tight game.
In any tight games.
Yeah, although he did come in the other day against the Red Sox. How about the Astros have won 4 out of 6? I mean, maybe there's a little life here, and they've done it against, you know, Baltimore, Boston, and the Dodgers.
No one's running away from this division, so any little bit helps. It's just the problem is you just can't afford to keep losing players. This is crazy. And Carlos, you're making it sound like Carlos isn't gonna be a 2 or 3 week.
No. It's more. It's gonna be a little more. So it'll be over a month. It'll be over a month at least. So, you know what? But how about this? We're going to trade Paredes. You got too many infielders.
Yeah.
Now you got Nick Allen playing every day at shortstop.
I know.
I mean.
Good point. And this is the exact reason why. Just because it's the reason why so many people want to eliminate, like they don't worry about depth. All you worry about this is starters in every sport. And depth, like there's no injuries. Like, there's no injuries in football, in baseball. And Carlos Correa, for God's sake, Carlos has an extensive injury history. So the idea that you just had to move on from him was always kind of silly. I mean, you didn't have to do anything. And acting like there was never going to be a time where he might need to have extensive time in the lineup. Of course he might need to have extensive time in the lineup. I mean, it's baseball and it's Carlos Correa who has had these issues.
It was multiple times. I was like, stop already. I would love to get an outfielder, but my goodness, you act like this team never gets any injuries. Where's Paredes going to play? He's going to play third base every day like he has been. That's where he's going to play. And you still don't have Jeremy Peña. Hopefully this weekend is going to be starting his rehab. So, whatever they call it, when he goes down to the minors, he's going to start to try to come back. But now you got, man, please, Nick Allen every day. This is why.
He didn't have good range.
How much did you save on Mauricio Dubon? And look what the dude is doing. And look what the dude can do for you. I mean, right now he would have been playing every day in center field. Now he could move to shortstop for you. I mean, you saved what, $6 million by getting rid of him? Mm-hmm. Goodness gracious. Now, how much could you use a Mauricio Dubon? And look what he's doing for the Braves. Mm-hmm. Some of the decisions, and this one, I mean, Dana, I don't know if Jim Crane, I don't know if he choked him out with the salaries. I have no idea, but this is exactly when you can use that guy. As a guy as valuable as Mauricio Dubon, who can play so many positions, it would be fantastic to have him at short every day now until Peña gets back, and then move him back to the outfield. But that was so short-sighted. Oh, no, we can't pay you know, I don't know, what did he get, 10?
I mean, you're not paying your very best players. Why not pay some of your more important depth? Like, he has a unique role of importance because of the multiple positions he plays. And, yeah, I think it was, I don't know. I'll have to check and see what he made. It was just very frustrating. I thought he's the kind of guy that you do hang on to. Like, if you're not hanging on to the best players, well, surely you hang on to Mauricio Dubon. Nope, cost cutting.
Yeah. No, we gotta save a couple million here and a couple million there so we don't pay.
No, you're not going to like this. 1 year, 6.1. And that was
6.1 for what that dude has been doing for you.
He was traded
when you didn't even have any outfielders.
John, he was traded to avoid. He signed that to avoid arbitration. So he still had. He was still club control. You had arbitration coming up. So he
what?
Signed through. That's what I'm saying. It's even worse.
That's even worse.
It's even worse.
Oh my God, that is just. That's just. That's malpractice. That's general manager malpractice.
Well, I don't
with a team that had no outfielders.
Easy, because you may be talking about Jim Crane malpractice. Are you comfortable saying that? Because I doubt
if that was Jim Crane's decision, then it's Jim Crane's fault.
Yeah, because I doubt that Dubon is a Dana. I'm not even sure what Dana Brown's what decisions does he even make at this point. He obviously is making decisions. We're just we always assume that Crane, because everything's financial now with the Astros, it seems like, and we assume that's Jim Crane making the decision since it's financial decisions. What exactly is Dana Brown doing and doing successfully? I mean, this is, you know, it's getting hard. And granted, I mean, he's had some bad luck with injuries, but it's not like the moves he's made have just.
No, that was incredibly short-sighted to trade him. For Nick Allen, a no-hit.
Well, your opinion.
No, in reality. Just look at the numbers.
And, by the way, doesn't have great range as a defender either to play shortstop.
Oh, other than that, that's a good trade. Mm-hmm. Getting rid of a guy who's going to make six and do what he does for you, as much as Dubon had done for this team. I mean, incredibly, incredibly short-sighted. Mm-hmm. We got a break. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, 713-780-3776. I'm talking about your property taxes. It's every day we're getting closer to May 15th. Every day. And that's the deadline in most places, I think probably where you live, to protest your property taxes. I used to wait until the end, and then when the time came, then you would get a hearing, and you're facing three guys, and it's you, and you don't know anything, and these guys are experts in it. It's dumb. Dumb, dumb, dumb. Okay? Now, why don't you get people who actually know? Ownwell has the technology that it's incredible, okay? Better than, okay, I'll just hire a lawyer. Do you think that they have the technology that Ownwell does? Because this is all Ownwell does. They protest property taxes, and they save. And oh, by the way, you go ahead, hire a lawyer or hire somebody, an accountant, to do it, and see how much you pay versus how much you'll pay versus to Ownwell. Ownwell delivered an average net savings of 21 to 51% higher than their competitors in Harris County. Montgomery County, 94% success rate, $349 per successful protest on $250,000 to $500,000 homes. And in Brazoria County, doubled your money on $500,000 to $750,000 range homes. So you're looking for the best way to protest your property taxes, and you got to do this. If you don't do it, it's just going to compound, okay? If you don't do it next year, it's going up again, and it's going up again, and you're just paying more to the government than you have to. Don't wait. The deadline to protest May 15th for most counties is coming up fast. Once that deadline passes, you're stuck with your current tax bill of the year for the year. To save money on your property taxes, go to ownwell.com now before the window closes. That's ownwell.com. Let them know I sent you when you complete your sign up at ownwell.com.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Straight up. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. You see, like I said, you got to watch John Rahm going to DP World Tour. He's got an agreement with the European Tour.
Liv did exactly what they wanted. I mean, yep. The Saudis came in, and y'all greedy asses mm-hmm. ran over there like lap dogs, couldn't wait to take that blood money, and then look what happens. Yep. They pulled – now the oil prices are going in the bucket, and they're like pulling out of everything because their money's getting soaked up. And then, sorry, we're not doing Liv anymore, and Bryson DeChambeau's turning into a streamer, and you're going to play on – what tour is that called?
The DP.
BP?
DP.
Yeah, that's what happened to all. That's what happened to those golfers. DP, mm-hmm. It's just terrible, terrible. And y'all got busted up. Y'all busted up the PGA for what? Y'all are chasing some fake ass money. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations. Now look at you, streamers, and playing on a DP challenge.
Well,
some par
that's
three
the European tour, and it's actually
some par three course somewhere out in Kingwood. It's nothing. No one watches that.
A par three course in Kingwood.
That's right.
Is the DP Tour.
Same thing. Might as well be. No one sees it.
Well, we don't see
look
it here.
Look at you.
But
you
over there.
You busted up something. The PGA had a good thing going with good talent. Oh. I mean, good young talent. You had great Koepka and DeChambeau were a rivalry. Like, you had some good momentum, and you went and chased that blood money. They couldn't wait to wash off the assassination of Jerome – is it Kurog? What was his last name? Kasagi. Couldn't wait to wash that off with some golf money. Yeah. Hey, guys, surely you can take this money so everyone will forget. Well, no one forgot. You just screwed up the tour.
Truth be told, it was very beneficial for the players because all of a sudden – the PGA Tour had to start upping the purses, and they've upped them to the point where now the players are actually making, and probably they still haven't opened their books.
Well, now the
they probably
right.
could make a lot more.
Well, now the PGA Tour is like they're saying, we got to punish you for coming back, and there's going to be a lot of those guys, obviously, that are just going to find ways around. Well, they're going to try to find ways around it. Hmm. I mean, yeah. I would love it if DeChambeau came. I would love it if all those golfers came back.
Yeah,
in the
DeChambeau's
fold.
Talking about starting off some kind of.
He's going to start his
podcast
YouTube channel.
League or
he's
something.
Starting a YouTube channel.
Yeah,
I mean, right. Literally, Sneeko DeChambeau. This is the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah,
a YouTube channel.
Well,
this is where
we
are.
Dude, how many hits does he get? Hitting golf balls
well,
over his house.
Let's be honest. He doesn't need money.
No.
So he's basically retired. He's retired, and he comes out and plays majors.
That's it.
That's. I mean, that's really what it is, John. He is retired. Huh. What does he need to do? He may go hit balls. He'll. I mean, I assume he'll play. You got to play somewhere to stay sharp.
That may be the best. It's a par three course in Kingwood. That's what the DP Tour is. I love that.
No, no one's watching it. Dell's not going to watch that. He just said that.
Dell's
I'm
not
watch
watching
it.
Any
He's
golf.
He's not going to watch that. He thought about it, but not now.
No, he never thought about it.
Not now.
The only time he thinks about it is on a Sunday afternoon when he needs a nap. That's it.
I can't take anything happening in Kingwood seriously, so I'm not watching.
What are you talking about? Occupied Kingwood?
I didn't say all that. I'm just saying nothing of importance happens in Kingwood, so I'm not watching that golf tournament.
Harris, didn't we take over Kingwood? We annexed it?
Yeah, years and years ago.
Yeah.
They used to call it Occupied Kingwood.
Occupied Kingwood. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that. Thank you.
And now
thank
at
you.
Least, and what they get for their hassles?
Well, maybe the Texans will move there.
The European Tour.
Maybe the Texans will move there. You don't
tell
know.
You what, maybe they'll move to East River 9 and they'll start playing the tour out there. What about that?
Is that where John Rahm and DeChambeau are going to play?
If they do, I'm going to go watch them. I'm just going to be honest with you.
If they move to East River 9, that tour, and the DeChambeau tour.
And they're going to have to say hold that sign up to silent because people are playing pickleball in the background. It's making a lot of noise.
Yeah.
So they have to hold the card up that says silent so DeChambeau can get off his gap wedge.
Gap?
It's even less.
He won't need a 60
that.
Degree out
I
there.
I know. I don't even know what he's hitting. He's hitting
won't
so
need a
little.
60 degree out
and
there.
And all you can hear is all the pickleball. Quiet, please. No pickleball. We got pros or former PGA pros over here trying to hit trying to hit their 60 degree, trying to basically hit flop shots in at the pin.
The LIV Tour is here.
The former LIV Tour is here. But y'all got y'all's money, so congratulations.
I'm proud of them. I'm proud. What are you here for? Would you take that money? Hell's yeah.
No, I would never take that money.
Oh, yeah, you would never take that money.
I guess we'll never
find out.
You
take it from the NFL cartel.
Until they offer. The NFL. They provide enjoyment for all of us. They provide food. Put food on tables.
What? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Oh, my God.
Live. Losers. Uh-huh. PIF. Uh-huh. Now, if they offer me something, we'll have a conversation.
That's what I'm saying. Thank you.
That doesn't mean I'm taking it, but we can talk.
Those hundreds of millions they were giving out.
If you're talking M's.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm talking. Hundreds of M's. Yeah. That's what those guys got.
And now they can't come back. And now you just can't come back.
Yeah, they can. Yeah, they can.
How? What do you got to do?
Kepka's already come back.
Yeah, what does he have to do?
You got to sweep the floors every night.
You
got to
let him have your wife. Listen, it's not prima nocta. Yeah, basically. Tell people what he's got to do.
No, he's got to donate $5 million, and then he can't be part of certain purses for a while.
He has to pick up trash on the road with one of those orange vests on. He's got to stab trash.
No,
on the
he
side
doesn't
of the road.
Stab trash.
They get his first 40% of his money, something like that, right?
No, that's not it at all. But you know what? At the par three in Kingwood, he's going to make some money. I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. At the par three in Kingwood. Mm-hmm. All right.
Does each individual, you know, I don't know what they're actually called, the people who run the tournaments, do they have a chance of prima nocta, or is it just specifically for the head of the PGA?
Yeah, that's all. I mean, you got to be in the front office of the PGA.
Oh. Yep. I didn't know if the Waste Management Open guy got his opportunity to.
Sponsor too?
Yeah, do the sponsors get a chance?
Sponsors don't get.
Lance, since
you get
think,
a night.
Oh, wow.
They get a night?
Wow.
Well, you want to get back into the tour?
Wow. You know he actually has a wife that you're talking about?
Yeah, Brooks Koepka does.
I'm sure he does.
It's not a hypothetical you're suggesting.
No.
I'm saying the PGA Tour wants everything. And I give them a lot of credit. The easy thing would be to just say, just let them back in. But that was a very contentious situation. And Liv could have busted up the PGA. Like, the PGA's lucky that Rory stayed. Like, they could have lost even more players. They could have been in dire straits. And they hung on. And then these guys played three rounds in shorts on WB, on, you know, after, you know, That's My Mama reruns. And
that's
no one
not a
saw
show.
Them. Well, it used to be a show. Probably is a show. And no one saw them. But they could have their league busted up for that. And now they're saying, no, you're gonna pay the cost to be the boss. You want to come back, you're going to have to do this. I give them a lot of credit for that. It's not super convenient for the PGA Tour. It's not super convenient because now you're going to have good players who are not coming back.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
I come to claim the right of prima nocta. As lord of these lands, I will bless this marriage by taking the bride into my bed on the first night of her union.
Oh, by God!
What a blessing. What a blessing.
What a blessing.
Who's the PGA Tour? Who's the commissioner of the PGA Tour again, John? Curtis Strange?
No, not Curtis Strange. Oh, God.
Jay Monahan.
Yeah, Jay Monahan.
That was Jay Monahan.
His name.
I come to claim. Is that Jay Monahan?
Prima nocta. I will bless your marriage. Your return to the tour.
On the first night.
On the first night of your return to the tour, I will take your wife in my bedroom.
Man, not even his bedroom.
Should have never gone to live. Yeah, in your bedroom. Wow.
Yeah. There's no prima nocta to get back on the tour, okay? That's not happening. Just for everybody out there that you thought that was real breaking news.
That was Jay Monahan. What are you talking about?
That was Jay.
He rode
that's
a horse.
An actual,
in,
that's
rode
actual
in on a horse.
Did compound. You not hear the soundbite?
Yeah. That was him at Brooks Koepka's compound, riding a horse.
The reason he rode in on a horse maybe is because he sold his car to John Clay Wolf.
Possibly.
Maybe that's why. And he didn't have another one, so he rode in on a horse. And here, John Clay Wolf, though, you know how he could buy the horse and a lot of other stuff? Because he got the most money for his car from John Clay Wolf at GiveMeTheVIN.com. John Clay Wolf also has GiveMeTheVIN.com classic cars, GMTVCC.com, GMTVCC.com. That's where you sell your classics as well. And the classics, John Clay Wolf loves them. Not that he doesn't love regular cars, because he's built a huge, huge conglomerate with all the car buying that he's done. But he also, I'm telling you, if you're looking for, if you've got a classic car, holy crap, he is not going to let that go. He is not going to let anybody else get it, because he loves those, especially if you've got a really nice one. He loves that. He loves that. So you can take John Clay Wolf to the cleaners. Just a suggestion. And you take him to the cleaners all the time. I did when I sold him my car, and Frankie's car anyway. And you will too. You're looking for the best way to sell your car. Get it, give it to a guy, sell it to a guy who's going to pay you more. And that's what John Clay Wolf does. And that's how he's built this huge business. GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com. Make sure you tell him you heard it right here.
Machiavellian is Illuminati all through your body. The blows like a 12-gauge shotty.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, good news on the legal front for Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
It's been a little messy for him since leaving the Houston Texans, the home of Swarm. Former New England Patriot receiver was found not guilty on Tuesday of assaulting his private chef in a pay dispute. The four-time Pro Bowl wideout pleaded not guilty in February to felony strangulation charge and a misdemeanor assault and battery charge stemming from the dispute. The trial lasted just 2 days.
Did you see?
It was bad on. So there was video of her talking that she was going to get him, and like, it was bad. She basically undermined, and even on, you know, even on the stand, she undermined her own case. It was really
the
bad.
The dancing thing was. Did you see that? The video?
Yeah, it's not good. Brian McCarthy, NFL spokesman and a very good person, said, "We have been monitoring all developments in the matter, which remains under review of the personal conduct policy. The acquittal clears a path for Diggs to return to the field as long as the NFL allows him to." Now, remember, they do their own work, research on this stuff, so it's not always a given, because they have actually punished players before when they've done their own research and found things they didn't like. They've punished players before. So we'll see. We'll see what happens on this.
They did it.
They did it with Ezekiel Elliott. They've done it with Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, well, Ezekiel Elliott, there was video. This is
him pulling the top down. Yeah. Well, they did it with Deshaun Watson.
Well, Deshaun Watson was.
No, he was not.
That was different. He settled. Stephon Diggs was found not guilty.
He settled, but he was also, I think there's some of them went to court, right? And Deshaun did not get, I think there were some that actually passed for Deshaun Watson as well. So the NFL will, I mean, they still do the work. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but they still dig in to find their own stuff with their own investigators. And it could be something more than this. Like, there could be other instances. They never got into the boat thing with him. Remember that?
Yeah,
I don't know if the NFL ever.
Well, this
got
is
into the
this is multiple
illegal substance, so yeah, or the potential right. illegal substance.
So Marcellus Wiley got accused here recently as well
by a personal. I know, so he had to go to the, a dismissive and condescending podcast, his own, to clear his name. So
well, he has. I listened to it yesterday, and you know he's fighting it. He said, "Listen, I've got proof. I've been with these girls afterwards. I mean, we got texts back and forth. And if I assaulted them the way that they're saying, would you have anything to do with somebody?" And instead, I'm invited over. They're invited over, and you know. So I don't know. We'll see how that works out.
Well, Eric Swalwell had the guy, the senator or whatever who was running for governor of California had the same. He had a similar situation where. He's been accused by multiple people, and then a couple of them were also had texts where they've. I don't know that that's necessarily. I don't know. It's legal stuff, so we'll see what happens. He's just a podcaster now, so it's not like he's a major player in politics or in the sports arena. He's just a podcaster now.
Right.
We'll see what happens.
Speaking of which, I don't know if you've seen any of Spencer Pratt, who's running for mayor here. And
Spencer Pratt. Wait.
Yeah, Spencer Pratt. He's running for mayor in Los Angeles, and he's putting out videos now. He's got the mayor.
How do I know Spencer Pratt?
He's a reality star.
I know his name.
He was on The Hills, which is a spinoff of
OC.
The Real OC or whatever that show is, yeah. Laguna Beach, whatever it's called. He was on that show, so that's where you would know him from. But now, as John's saying, he's running for mayor of
Los
Angeles.
For mayor, and you should see the videos that he is putting out. He's got Karen Black, the mayor, in
it's AI in, videos, in, right?
Dressed up as the Joker. Mm-hmm. He's got Governor Newsom, and they're all at this party, and he's Batman coming in to save the day. And the whole city's burning. I mean, it's a joke here. It's really a joke.
I saw some of them. Like, have you seen the special? So Matt Money Smith speaks for a personal injury lawyer named Sweet James. Have you seen the Sweet James videos? His name is Sweet James.
Yeah, no, he's got billboards all over.
Yeah, he's huge. He's the biggest one. But so, and I did see all of the. I mean, you can't miss it. When I was in L.A. and I turned it on to watch Rockets or whatever, there was no chance that you could miss a million political commercials. Million political commercials. It was. I don't know. They're just so. Everyone is the worst. They find the most unflattering picture they can. Then they freeze frame it. Then they put some kind of grainy filter over the top of it. Can you let this Spencer Pratt once hooked up with three girls in a hot tub back in 98? Can you trust him with your money? I mean, there's going to be all that. But the AI thing is interesting because at some point I think they're going to have to, because people are too dumb. They're going to think she actually dressed up like the Joker. And you almost have to outlaw any form of AI because people are too stupid to know it's AI. And they're just, I just really have, it's been shocking over the last 10 years to realize how dumb people are. I never knew. Like, I literally never knew how dumb people were. I had no idea until social media showed me how people don't know. They don't know what real and fake is. They don't know any type
of some of it is
facetiousness.
I mean, I could see, listen, he's got Karen Black dressed up as the Joker, you know, and they're at a giant party from the 1400s. So, you know, maybe you should realize
you
that. But
should.
There's a lot of AI that you can't tell.
You should. No, yeah, I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about basic context, people not being able to use basic context clues. So I wonder if they'll get rid of all AI usage, because that's become a hot topic, because you're using someone's likeness, but it's not a true likeness. Like, it's not their true likeness. It's not something, I don't know. That's going to be... I was thinking about this. I was playing golf TC Jester, just minding my own business, doing what I do best. It's basically keeping a clean sheet on the back nine or back 12.
Golf is what you said?
Back 8.
You said you're playing golf?
Well, disc golf, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I didn't
okay.
go to
Kingwood. Let's
didn't
clear go, it up.
Kingwood
you were
playing
keeping
at the
a
DP.
Clean
well,
sheet?
Yeah, clean sheet. Isn't that a soccer term?
Yeah, but I use it for disc golf. And I was thinking to myself, you know what would be cool? Is if you could go to, and this is my idea, this is my IP now, okay? So I'm trademarking this. As I tell you this, consider this my trademark, all right? I've basically
that's not how that works.
Intellectually filed for
that's
a trademark.
That's not really how that
this
works.
This is my IP. We call it intellectual property.
Now, I know
this
what it's my, called, but.
So no one take this idea.
Just because you say it doesn't mean that.
No
how,
one take this idea, okay? But here's what I was thinking. You know what would be badass? Is if you could go, you'd have to wear glasses. You'd have to wear something that alters the vision where you had performers come out on stage, like you're going to see a band play, right? But these glasses are AI filters. And so you have Van Halen, 1984, David Lee Roth, Eddie Van Halen. So you're let's say you're watching Van Halen when they came out with that iconic album. And you say, I want to go see 1984 Van Halen. And they would go on tour, right? Quote-unquote tour. You would go, you'd buy tickets, you wear glasses. Four people would come out on stage to perform. But then with your glasses, they would have the AI features of the entire band, and you could watch them perform, and the music would be, you could even have AI do the music if you wanted to, where it's the actual, you know, you made it sound like concert sounds. You could take concerts and kind of repurpose it, and it would be like watching concerts from the past that you never had a chance to watch. You want to go watch the Rolling Stones in the 70s, you could do that. You could go to concerts, but you have to wear glasses that would allow you to see the performers on stage as the actual artist. I think that would make... Now, that's mine. I trademarked
it. Why would you want... That's why would you travel? Why would you? Why wouldn't you just have glasses at home?
Coming to Houston... No. You go so you can watch the people will come out on... There's actually physical performers come out on stage. Mm-hmm. And so you come out... I'm going to go see... Because my wife, and my daughter went and saw Air Supply because my daughter and wife love it. And they were the real people. Now, the lead singer he's still got a great voice. Older, obviously. The second guy, the other guy, no one knows their names from Air Supply. They're just Air Supply.
People
no one
like the band may
they
know.
They still don't know them.
Okay. Yeah, they would know.
No one knows what their names are. But we know Hall & Oates. What's Air Supply's names? Gary and
we
David?
We don't know because they don't care.
I don't care about Air Supply, but your wife and daughter may know.
They do.
Yeah.
But that's my idea, is going and seeing concerts from the
past.
But
why do I want to go to the concert?
Why
wouldn't I just stay home with the glasses and have the concert?
Did you patent this?
It's a mental patent.
He didn't have to worry about it.
It's a mental patent, and because I'm putting it on the air, it's now my intellectual property.
Not how that works.
I've got proof. Don't steal my stuff.
No one's going to.
Yeah.
No one
you can go
actually,
see concerts.
That's not a great idea.
Great concerts from the past. You want to go see Tupac? He's alive.
I'll just stay at home and do that.
And we're not
the glasses.
Going hologram. You can't. How are you going to do it?
The glasses.
No, not that. It doesn't have. You've got to. It transforms the people that you're watching on
stage. I
don't
want to be. I don't want those people transformed. I just want to see the concert.
You're not going to. We're not putting it on TV.
From the
you
comfort
have to
of
go.
My home and the glasses.
You're not going to. You're never going to see any of these great concerts from the past.
It's so silly.
You know what? I'm going to have two.
Why do I want random?
I'm going to have
John, why would I
just go to YouTube?
Yeah, why would I want four random people being transformed
right, how about
into
this?
The greats from the past?
You wouldn't want to go see Tupac and Biggie before the thing happened with
you know, Lil, you mean the murders?
Lil Kim. Well, and also, that's why your wife, you fat.
Yeah.
Before you had to say that.
Sure.
Before all that happened when he was sleeping on his couch,
uh-huh.
They go on to, it's a reunion tour.
But it's you me wearing glasses
and
to
everyone's
watch
with
them.
Each other. Not everyone's an introvert, super, super duper introvert like you. They
I'm
want
going
to be out
a
with
concert
other people.
On Thursday or on Friday, excuse me.
Are you bubble wrapping yourself?
No, I'm going, but I don't need the glasses because the real people will be there.
Are you wearing an invisible cloak of some sort?
No, I will be there. I've been to concerts. But
real people are going to be on the stage?
Not.
Who wants to go to that?
Not four randoms where I have to wear glasses to transform them into the
that?
Actual
we're
performers.
Still gonna have that. We're still going to have that, but if we want to see stuff from the past that we never had a chance
to
see.
No one wants that.
No, it's silly.
You're going to miss out on the money.
Just
you're not
go to YouTube.
John, I don't
go
care. It's
YouTube.
Gonna be my money.
Look, I don't even mind the whole let's put on glasses and be transformed and watch shows from the past. But why do I have to travel someplace for four randos to be turned into those
because
people?
Do it at home.
Yeah,
because
just do
Jim
it at
Crane
home.
Needs parking money and concession money. So
Jim Crane is now hosting this.
Tillman. Yeah, we're gonna have in baseball stadiums and basketball stadiums so they can make more money. So
I gotta stand
more.
Around a random 25,000 people to watch four other randoms who
just
aren't even
like
the real performers.
Concerts.
That's just called virtual
just
reality.
Like,
don't we have that already?
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
But
I gotta travel.
It's AI reality.
It's virtual reality where I have to travel to a location.
Right, as opposed to just doing it at home.
Yeah, which is what people would want.
No, seeing on TV. We're not doing 2D. It's got to be 3D.
Let's throw that idea in the trash.
It's not in the trash. And you know what? You probably would have said the same thing about iPhones. No one wants a computer in their hand.
What?
Billions! Billions!
You think this is the
same
thing?
I finally invented something that's going to make me a bunch of money. And here you are crapping on it.
But you didn't invent it.
Typical
Dell. You didn't invent it.
I've been trying to invent something like iPhones and all that stuff for years in my mind.
Okay.
I was like, I said, I wish I would have invented iPhones.
Invented.
And so I just invented this.
You didn't invent
AI
anything.
Concerts.
You have an
TM.
You have an idea
circle.
That other people have already created
TM
and done
circle.
Better.
No,
right.
This
only
is a
better.
Real one.
And you don't have to travel for
the only thing
and we're not doing hologram. I invented hologram celebrity
sure
umpires. I invented that concept. Yeah.
The only thing he's adding to the thing is, hey, you want to pay for gas? That's what he's making me do, pay for gas.
And concessions.
That's all.
Cool, great for me.
And concessions.
Do that all at
and
home.
And yeah. And how much are you going
to
pay for your beers there, Dell? as opposed to
the human
at home.
Experience. I'm trying to keep the human experience in this. I don't want Dell just to be a shut-in.
I'm not a shut-in. I told you. I'm going to an actual concert this week this where the actual performers will be
latchkey.
There. And I don't have to wear glasses.
You're a latchkey kid.
Oh, Dell wants to go
I was as a child.
Evanescence in 2003.
No,
now,
I don't.
Here's the problem.
I actually don't.
No, you do.
No, I
actually,
don't.
You do. Oh, you wanted to go see Alanis Morissette when she came out with that?
Not particularly, no.
You want to know or whatever?
And yeah, if I
you
did, I'd watch it on YouTube.
Oh, Warped Tour's back. 2006 Warped Tour's back. Dell's going.
I don't need
see
to. I was there the first time.
You?
I don't have to go.
You could go pick up on girls that are also
That's
your
weird.
Age. Now they've gotten
That's
much
weird.
Older.
That'd be weird.
In the audience.
I went to a 2005-6 Warped Tour. I don't have to do it again.
Did it. All right, we got a break.
You didn't miss something.
Lance's idea is
what
a billion.
Atrocious
okay.
idea.
I hope nobody steals it now.
No, this is, don't steal it, but this is a tremendous idea.
This is
I
great.
Finally found something that's going to make. I'm not sure how I'm going to execute this.
Maybe you
if
can
I'm
get
honest.
Your kids to. I don't know why Chet Holmgren reminds me of Mason. I don't know why.
I don't know why.
Every time I see him, I'm like, that looks like one of Lance's kids.
I'm gonna
Mason
tell
or Alec. I don't know. One of them. All right, time to talk right now about Golden Nugget, okay? Listen, you got to drive there. It's not like you could put your virtual reality glasses on and play at home. You got to drive 2.5 hours. But that's better than flying and taking 8 or more hours to get to Las Vegas, okay? Way better. Plus, okay, I've got a day off. I don't have 3 days off. I don't have 4 days off. I've got a day off. Tonight, go to Lake Charles. Tomorrow I've got off. Hang out all day. Tonight and tomorrow, drive back, and I got my gamble on. I got my fun on. I wanted to put a little something-something here and something-something there, and we did it. Or we can just go to the pool, and we can hang out, and it's awesome. Or we can go play golf there. We can go to the DraftKings Sportsbook and watch games and bet on games there. We could go to the Blue Martini Nightclub. We can go to one of the 12 restaurants. And which are all Landry's and going to be awesome. What about the Golden Nugget? I mean, it ain't like, listen, in Houston traffic sometimes it takes you 45 minutes to an hour. A little more time and you're in Lake Charles at the Golden Nugget. Are you kidding me? So you're looking for a great way to go and get your gamble on or not. You can just go hang out. You bring your wife or you don't, your buddies, couple buddies go, whatever the case may be. It's right here, just two and a half hours down the road. So much easier than Lake Charles. GoldenNuggetLC.com. They've got everything you could possibly need. GoldenNuggetLC.com.